At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And now we're joined by Oregon head coach, Mr. Dan Lanning. Dan, thanks for coming on the show.
Man, George, thanks for having me.
All right, so I want to go back, way, way back. So you're a North Kansas City kid. What was life like for young Dan Lanning in middle school, high school?
Well, I grew up loving sports. I'm actually from a really small town outside of North Kansas. I'm from a town called Richmond, Missouri. It's like 5,000 people, so... small town, man. Both my parents were teachers. My grandpa had a farm, so we kind of grew up out in, on a gravel road out there, but grew up loving sports and got to have some great coaches. But that's probably where it all started for me. You know, I was the guy that did them all. I did baseball, basketball, football, and was lucky to be in a place that was a great place to grow up.
Yeah, now I want to fast forward to 2011. You are a high school coach, and you decide, you got a wife, you got a kid, she's pregnant, and you decide to make a 13-hour drive to Pittsburgh on a leap of faith. What was going on with that 13-hour drive when you were trying to get a job?
Yeah, I mean, so to be honest, I was an elementary PE teacher, I was a high school football coach, and I just had this hunger to do something maybe at a little bit higher level, to get a little bit more entrenched in football. I didn't know really where that would be, but for about 3 years, I was trying to get my foot in the door. And anybody that's tried to get into coaching realizes how hard it really is to get your foot in the door. And, I finally got in a bite. I'd gotten a phone call that said, hey, we might have a job for you. We'll call you back. And they never called back. And one of my big things is you never want to live, life with regrets. So the fact that they called, that was enough of a foot in the door that made me want to get in that car and drive 13 hours after I got done teaching class that day and running the weight room, and got in the car and drove out there. And the whole time I'm trying to prep myself for what I might say, because I didn't have an interview set up. I didn't have an opportunity set up, but I just wanted to get there and see if I could, make a run at it.
So you get there and the coaches aren't even there. They're off doing something else. What was the waiting game like the next day? And did you even think that they would see you?
So I get right before I get to the facility, I pull over to a gas station. I put a suit on. It's early in the morning because I drove through the night. So I'm waiting in the lobby. It's like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. I don't know how I got in the door, honestly. But eventually a GA comes up the stairs. His name's Eric Thatcher. He works for the 49ers now. And he's like, yeah, all the coaches, they're in Happy Valley. They're doing a coaching clinic. So I actually hung out the rest of the day with him. There was a secretary there that didn't want to share the defensive coordinator's number with me. So I think once she realized, like, no, I drove 13 hours. I'm going to wait till I get to talk to somebody. She got me on the phone with the defensive coordinator, Keith Patterson. And I found out he was going to be back the next day. So got a hotel room, stayed the night, and got to visit with him. And, yeah, that was the beginning. So got offered a job for $800 a month. I think that was back when they called that quality control. I don't know what it is now, but that was the first stab at college coaching.
How much pressure was that on you as a husband and as a father? You were a teacher, and now you're going to go making $800, but you're pursuing your dream. But at the same time, you got a family to take care of.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever put enough thought into it to realize the risk, you know. And it's something you look back at now and you laugh at. You know, I had because I'd been teaching for about 2.5 years, I had teacher retirement, so I pulled. You know, you're all in. You put all your chips on the table. So I pulled my teacher retirement. That was about $18,000, and I pulled that out. So I knew that, you know, we can make it work. You know, that was back when I would pay like all my rent like 10 or like 8 months in advance, because I didn't want to be able to say 2 months later I don't have any money for rent. So I paid I remember the owner of the house that we were in. You 8 months right now, because I don't. If I have this money in my account,
hold on, Rick. Can you repeat that again? Because you broke up for a second. You were saying, I remember the owner of the house.
Yeah, the owner of the house was saying, you know, wait, what do you want to do? I said, I want to pay 8 months rent right now, because I knew I had 8 months rent at least in the bank. So
yeah,
we paid all of our rent in advance. Just so I could make sure later on I wasn't going to run out of the dough to be able to afford to stay there.
Nah, that is smart. So what was that moment your biggest leap of faith in life?
Yeah, I'd probably say for sure. You know, later on in my career, I'm at Sam Houston State, and I'm finally a full-time coach. I'm coaching the DBs. I wasn't making game-changing money, but I was, you know, kind of on my way to have some success. And you know, at that point in my career, I got offered an opportunity to go be a graduate assistant in Alabama. And it was kind of the same thing. You were going to step backwards financially to step forwards from an opportunity standpoint. So from a financial standpoint, at that point, I had 3 kids and I was going to go back and make 1200. You know, I figured out what caused that, George. I stopped doing that.
Yeah. Right?
And we were going to make $1,200 a month. But for me, it was always about chasing opportunity, not chasing the dollar. And it's kind of paid off.
And what was that conversation with your wife like when you're like, hey, baby, I know that we got a stable income right here, but I'm going to go back to 1200.
Yeah. She, you know, what's crazy is my wife has always been on board. She's always known kind of my dreams and aspirations. And I still have the voicemail saved on my phone from Coach Saban calling and offered me an opportunity there at Alabama. And we sat in my living room there in Huntsville, Texas. And I think we played that voicemail like 15 times. And she's like, you can't say no to Nick Saban. And she was right. I couldn't. That was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. So I've been lucky to have, you know, Sophia's been a great support this entire track.
Now, let's fast forward to December 11th, 2021. You get named and you get the job at Oregon. What point in time in that season were you thinking, when you're at Georgia, you're the defensive coordinator on one of the best defenses that we've seen, and you're like, hold up, I actually might get a head coaching job?
You know, honestly, I've just always been wired to work wherever you're at extremely hard, and you never really know what opportunities will come. But it was never really in the front of my mind. You know, what was in the front of my mind was competing for a championship, having a really great defense, you know, working your tail off to be good where you're at. And, you know, it's really the way it played out. You know, for me, every opportunity's come, you know, from being, you know, being where your feet are at and taking care of business at home, and the rest takes care of itself. Now, I knew we were having a pretty electric season, and I knew opportunities would come, but it was never really about pursuing those opportunities. It was about being great at Georgia.
See, that makes sense. Now that goes to, you know, obviously your name has been mentioned with all sorts of coaching jobs, Texas A&M, Alabama. What has made you want to stay at in Eugene, knowing that in the coaching world and out in, you know, out in the world, people are like Alabama, Georgia, and Texas, and that these are the places that you're supposed to want to be in?
Yeah. One is because I think we can make Oregon that place. I truly believe everything's in place here for this to be as good a coaching job and as good of a university as there is in college football. I think that exists right here in Oregon. And then two, you know, Oregon took a chance on me, right? And who would I be to come here, have some success, and then ride off into the sunset whenever they said, you know what, Dan, we trust you with our program. We're going to pour everything we have into you being successful. I'm not going to leave that. That's you know, I recognize the risk that they took to get me here.
Why do you think that's kind of a prevailing thing in college football, and not necessarily to down any other coach or their decisions, because everybody's got to make the best decision for themselves. But why do you think that there's less of, it seems like that there are less coaches that are having that mentality about it?
Well, I think, you know, any job that anybody's in, there's warts, right? There's things that exist. And I think there's this perception when you go somewhere else, that's not going to be there. And I always tell our players the same thing, like, what you're not good at one place, that's going to follow you somewhere else unless you get better at it. So I'm a lot more focused on watering the plant where I'm at. And again, I never, as a kid growing up from Richmond, Missouri, I never in my wildest dreams dreamed I'd get the opportunity to be the head coach at Oregon. And I'm certainly not going to take that for granted now.
And I've heard you say before that the job's not finished. What is the job?
To make Oregon, you know, the best job in college football. You know, I've got goals and aspirations. Just, you know, no bones about it. We want to win championships here. And I think the things that we're building are putting us in position to be able to do
that. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
That, so. When will the job be done? I don't know when. You know, there's always, you know, I think people that want to grow and people that are successful, they're always looking for a way to improve. So even if a championship comes at some point for us here, I don't know that I'll feel like it's done then either. You know, it's, if you can make it better, there's an opportunity to keep continue to improve.
Well, that's good news. So as being the head coach of a premier program like Oregon, you're on the road right now recruiting, and it takes a lot of time away from your family. How do you balance your commitment to Oregon and your commitment to your family?
You gotta have dedicated time. You know, it's the same conversation I have with our guys, like sacrifice. When we talk about sacrifice in our room, I put a safe in the front of the team room, and I open that safe up and I say, for it to be a sacrifice, it has to be something valuable, right? So for me, that's my time for my family. I'm sacrificing that for us to be successful, but my family knows that too. But when you are at home, you got to be invested, right? You got to find times to have real conversations with your kids, spend some quality time with your wife. And what we do a good job of is laying out the time we have and maximizing each moment.
As a football coach, you have to compete. You got to compete for recruits. You got to compete for wins. You got to compete to keep your staff. And you had to watch your wife compete in what was her biggest battle, which was a cancer battle. What did you learn from watching her fight that fight?
Well, yeah, probably the first thing I learned was football is not that important. And that was a good reset that I needed in my life. You know, at this point, I've been chasing a lot of opportunities. I've been, you know, ambitious. And, you know, whenever you find out your wife's sick, the only thing you're worried about is her being healthy and your three boys having a mom. And that was a really good reset for me. You learn how many people care about you and care about you more than just as a football coach, too. I had a great group that supported me, you know, during that time, I supported our family during that time. But when you're sitting in the hospital and your wife's getting chemotherapy on Valentine's Day, that puts things in perspective for you. And it's something that I hope nobody ever gets to experience. But I'll say this, like through that adversity, it made our family stronger.
Yeah. And you are a family man, a great husband. And I remember Cortez Hankton, he told me when you first got the job, I asked him about you. And I said, what do you think about this dude? And he was like, man, he's as solid as it gets. And you have a tattoo of your wife's face and it has a bunch of little itty bitty tattoos of all your stops. You know, it's got Alabama, it's got Georgia, it's got Oregon, and right. And everybody in between. What was the impetus for that tattoo?
So I like tattoos. I'm kind of weird when it comes to that. And I always joke around my wife. I was like, I like gals that have tats, but I know Sophia's never going to have one. I'm like, how would I get a tattoo? And it was kind of a surprise to her. I came home that day with it, and she's like, I can't believe you did this. But our journey, you know, that's like, it's our story. That's part of what's made this adventure so fun for us. So I just want to get something that maybe kind of symbolized, you know, where we've been, what we've experienced to get here. And, you know, that journey's not over with, but that was kind of the inspiration for that.
So we don't see the tattoo when you're in your coaching gear and all of that. Where is the tattoo?
Yeah, I was hoping nobody would ever see that tattoo, but somehow it hit the light of day and it became everybody else's tattoo. So I got it on my side. I'll tell you this, the tattoo artist asked me before I got it. He was like, do you want to get this numbing cream? And I'm like, no, man, I'm good. About halfway through, I'm like, I'm an idiot. I should have, give me whatever you got, because I was about to walk out of there with a side piece about half of my wife's body on there. I was almost done. It hurt.
Hey, that's funny, because my son, who's 17, he just dropped him off at college, and he's like, Dad, I want to get a tattoo. He wants to get it on his side, too. He wants to get a whole Bible verse, everything.
I was like, first.
Yeah, better get that number cream. And you have all the logos from the stops that you've been. Is there any significance about the location on your wife's face, on your wife's head, you know, body of those?
No, just wanted to find a spot to, you know, put each one. We're kind of sitting down designing it, and no, they're all in different spots, but there's not a lot of rhyme or reason to where they're at.
Oh, okay.
All I knew is I wanted that Oregon O, on the neck tat. I thought that'd be kind of cool.
That's dope. That means the O got you in a chokehold. Love it.
That's it. I love that. Yeah.
You went from obviously being a kid in, from like you said, small town. You went to William Jewell, working at Outback when you meet your wife. You got to drive to Pitt for a job for $800. You end up at, you know, Bama, Memphis, Georgia, everywhere in between. Then you get the Oregon head coaching job. Fast forward, you are at the national championship, hanging out in a suite with Michael Jordan, Jeter, Travis Scott, everybody else. What was that like?
Yeah, it's those moments you got to pinch yourself and say, how the heck did I end up here? Like, I hope they don't realize I'm in this room. I'm not the guy that's supposed to be in this room. But it's part of what Oregon, you know, that's part of what opportunities that Oregon can provide, not just, you know, me as a coach, but our players that come here. I think you start to realize the doors that Oregon opens up, you know, for people, and the opportunity to work around great people that I've been around has created a lot of success and opportunity for me. So when you can maximize those opportunities, you know, it's amazing what God will put in front of your life.
Was there a moment or something that happened when you guys were at the suite that you can share with us that you remember?
There's a lot that I remember that suite. I'll tell this. I was visiting with Michael about a recruit that we're trying to get, trying to sign. It is a D lineman from his neck of the woods. And he's like, come on, man, you got to let me have one of them come, you know, North Carolina. It's like, sorry, not this one. So it's fun being around those guys. You know, you hang on to every word, right? When you hear people like MJ speak or Jeter speak, you know, that's a pretty unique opportunity, to say the least.
I like that. Hey, man, it must be nice on a first name basis with Mike. Oh, man, it's just MJ. This is MJ.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It ain't quite like that.
I just watched Dave Chappelle's new comedy show, and he talked about being a powerful dreamer. So did you have this dream, and did you know that this was going to happen?
So I've always, I tell everybody on our staff this. I always write my goals. Like, my goals are on my mirror in my house. I take a dry erase marker, and I've written my goals. Ever since I've been at Arizona State, I put my goals on my mirror. I got some short-term goals. I got some long-term goals. Like, when I was at ASU, I remember having on there teaching Caden how to ride a bike. Like, that's a goal, right? And that changes, right? Your goals change. But, you know, it's crazy. Back at Arizona State in 2013, one of my goals on there was to be a head coach at 35. And, you know, I actually became the head coach at Oregon at 35, which is crazy because, you know, after my wife got sick, that was never on my mirror again. That was never a goal. But you're brushing your teeth every single morning. You keep those goals and aspirations right in front of you. I truly believe you can speak things into happening and speak victory over, success in your life. So, I'm a big goal setter. I definitely have big dreams. I never thought that I'd be living my dreams like I am today, but I certainly don't take it for granted either.
What's on the mirror now?
I got two goals on my mirror right now, and I'm about to add another one, but the two goals on my mirror right now, number one, help my people reach their goals and their dreams. Like, I feel like I'm living mine. So my number one goal right now is to help somebody else live theirs. And number two is national champion. I've done it before as an assistant, but I want to be able to do that as a head coach.
What advice would you give to a younger, the younger Dan Lanning, or the 15-year-old, the 21-year-old that's saying, I want that life.
Yeah. Just keep chasing your dream. Make sure you're doing something that you're passionate about. You know, I think it's harder and harder for younger, younger kids and younger people in the world, because you get so much of your internal, the way you feel about yourself internally, from outside noise, and ignoring that outside noise, I think it's louder than it's ever been. If you're doing something right, you're going to have haters. That's the reality. And ignore that. Keep your head down and focus on the main goal. You know, that's what I would tell myself.
As a head coach, how do you manage all the highs and the lows that a season takes, recruiting season takes, and everything in between?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing, we talk about red light, green light, like, what's in your control, what's not in your control. And I want to do absolutely anything and everything I can that's in my control to dictate that. But, you know, one of the things that's different about being a college coach and being an NFL coach, you know, in college, you can lose on a Wednesday in June because you lose a recruit. You know, in the NFL, you're only going to lose on Sundays. And I think, you know, the managing of a whole organization, what that looks like, being able to, you know, have these recruiting battles where you're trying to find the right people that fit what you need. You got to be able to learn that there's going to be wins and losses, but you better worry about the guys you do get. You know, worry about the guys that are joining your program. Don't worry about the ones you don't have. And then, you know, charity starts at home, man. You got to take care of what you do have. Like I said, flower the plant that you got. And we focus a lot on developing the players that are on our team. Like, that's one of my biggest worries right now is we're on the road recruiting. But I've got a phenomenal staff at home that are pouring into our players, whether it's player personnel or strength staff or operations staff that are doing things for us there. And trust the people you hire. You know, hire people that think outside the box, that are go-getters. You got to tell woe, not go. And I'm really blessed to have that at Oregon.
What is the best advice that you've gotten from either Nick Saban or Kirby Smart?
You know, they're both different dudes that are the best that they're in their profession, you know, the best they've ever been around. But I think, you know, the one thing I'll say is watching both of them, They've been true to themselves. You know, Nick is a robot. It's amazing to watch this guy operate. You know, 7 o'clock, the sun's going to come up in Tuscaloosa. At 7:30, he was going to be parked with his, you know, button that seat for the staff meeting. And it was like clockwork. You know, one thing that, you know, I always thought made him good was his routine. You know, what he ate in the morning, he was consistent. We talk about in our program that 20-mile march. You know, being able to do march 20 miles every day, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what the weather's like. Like, that's Nick. And then I think, you know, one thing that's made Kirby really good is he's one of the best that I've ever been around at assessing a situation for strengths and weaknesses, and then having a plan or a format or a game plan for, okay, we can attack that weakness by doing this drill or changing the way we do this in our program. So, you know, both those guys, I think some people say they're set in their ways, they're invested so much in this process, but both of them, that process would change based on how circumstances and time change. And as we all know, college football has changed a lot, you know, not just, you know, in the outer world of the portal and NIL, but also just the schematics of the game. And those are guys that were able to change with times. As the game changed, they were able to adapt.
As a father, I figured out as my older kids have gotten older that they're actually smart people, and I've actually learned some things about myself from them. What have you learned being a father to your three boys?
You know, one, anybody that has kids can tell you this. Your kids are all individual personalities. You feel like you raised them the same, but they couldn't be more polar opposites, you know. And the transition that happened early on in our careers, the family, has really made our boys really malleable. And I'm really proud of who they're becoming. But they all have their own individual interests. You know, some could care. My middle son, Niles, could care less about sports. You know, he brings a book to the games. He's reading his book in the middle of the games. And I always thought, you know, all three of my boys would be infatuated with sports, kind of like I was. And that's not the case. But I love the spirit and enthusiasm they have about what they are interested in. And even though all of them are all different, I'm really proud to have really good kids.
The state of college football right now, this is something that bugs me a little bit when I see coaches, you know, making 1% money and they're complaining about the wall. It's so hard being a college football coach. The transfer portal, it's just terrible. Is the state of college football, you know, ruined right now?
Not at all. Or die, right? Like, it's a hard job, but you know what? You get taken care of to do a hard job. And I love it. Like, it's competitive. It's if I was in real estate, I'd want to be the best at it. And I promise you, it's not easy, right? Like, mortgage rates are up. Like, who cares? Like, go sell a house, right? And it's the same thing. College football is changing. It's going to be the game of who can adapt and who can do it right. And can some things change about the rules to make the game better? Absolutely. But that's not the job that I'm in charge of, right? My job is to be the best coach I can possibly be. And you can sit around and complain. Everybody's got a job somewhere in America right now that's, like I said, there's warts. There's something to complain about. But while they're complaining, I'm going to be working.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So now, is there a special cigar? Because you've been on Instagram smoking a cigar, or Twitter, wherever you posted it. Is there a special cigar you got saved up for when you hoist that national trophy? National championship.
You just put a new thought in my head. You know, I don't have one ready.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed.
I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
But I'm sure I'll find one that day. No doubt. It'd probably be, an Opus X is my guess, something like that, or maybe a nice Cuban. But I don't have a plan for that right now. I got to focus on today before we can get to that point.
Yeah. So I heard about something, and I know that you're big on loyalty, and I heard about this group chat that you've had with your friends that you've had for a very long time, and that you are actually the one that plans your, you guys' guys trip every single year?
You did some digging, man. I'm impressed. Yeah, we got a crew. We go somewhere different every year. It's a lot of fun to stay connected. You know, my friends are my friends. They'll always be my friends. And we got a group that's really, really tight, really, really close. We got a buddy this year that, you know, is in our group that's getting married in Miami. So the trip this year is going to be down in Miami. So pray for me.
So when they say that you plan the trip, like, how much planning is Dan Lanning doing?
I mean, it's not that hard. We just, at the end of the day, it's about the fellowship. We make it fun, man. We'll get on a deep sea fishing trip somewhere. As the jobs have gotten better, some of our trips and adventures have gotten better.
I bet.
So, before we'd be in, you know, one of our backyards hanging out with each other. Now we get to go do some fun things. But, we'll see. We'll see what it involves. At the end of the day, there's going to be some sort of competition in there. You know, we always compete. Even though we're older guys now, we'll compete.
Who are some people that are in the group chat?
Mostly, it's a big group from my college group. There's about 9 of us, but I don't know if it's like a sworn to secrecy type group. Most of these guys I played college. I played college ball with most of these guys. There's some high school coaches in that, in that group with us. Just great friends. And really, again, it's like great friends from college that we've stayed connected. And I'm laughing because this chat was popping off today already. So it's something that's been active. It started off as an email chain and now it's text message thread. But we stay pretty active on there. It's a fun crew.
And you said that you like to compete. So I'm assuming that now that you've gotten into golf a little bit, that y'all compete in some golf. So where are you in your friend group in terms of good golfers?
Luckily, all of us are horrible at golf. We love to golf, but none of us are good. Like, there's some guys that are going to pretend that they're good, but we're all about those 20 handicappers or worse. So we got to make it a scramble for it to be fun. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. And I know that you love movies, too. What are your favorite movies?
I got a top five. Hard time picking one. So top five movies for me, Road to Perdition, Departed, Seven, Last of the Mohicans. Drawing a blank here. Mystic River. Mystic River. That's another top five. So they're all kind of depressing drama movies. Like, you know, some people give me a hard time. I don't have like Wedding Crashers in there. I love that movie, but that's not my top five. It's got to be artistic, man. It's got to have a story behind it.
She's stage five clinger. I love Wedding Crashers. Coach, thanks for coming on the show.
Appreciate it, George. Have a good one.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.